Mr. Ambassador, it was reported today that the United States had conversations with Israel about how to approach the oncoming flotilla. Could you explain anything more about those conversations and how Israel reacted to them?
Well, we were coordinating an effort to persuade the Turks to transfer the cargo aboard the flotilla to the southern Israeli port of Ashdod, where it would be screened for materials that might strengthen Hamas, and any humanitarian aid would then be conveyed to responsible hands in the Gaza Strip. Incidentally, the Egyptians made a similar offer to the Turks, and these offers were uniformly rejected, unfortunately. But the United States was apprised of it. The United States was the Obama administration was behind these efforts fully. Alas, they didn't pan out.
Is that part of the reason that the United States has not been as vociferous in its criticism of the Israeli raid?
Well, I think there's a deeper reason there. I think that the United States understands Israel's predicament vis-a-vis Gaza. You know, on one hand, none of us want to increase the discomfort of the civil population in Gaza, the Palestinian people there. Israel allows over 100 trucks laden with food and medicine every day to cross that border. And as consequently, there is no shortage of food or of medicine. And we would like Egypt, we'd like Gaza to have a completely open border. We wouldn't like to have any restrictions at all. We also are in favor of a free Gaza. But we have Hamas there. And Hamas is an organization which, in its covenant, is sworn to destroy the state of Israel. It has fired over 10,000 rockets at Israeli civilian targets. And it is smuggling weapons in. And it is smuggling weapons in through tunnels across the Egyptian border. But if the sea was open, they'd be able to smuggle munitions in vast quantities in the hulls of these ships. And we've intercepted several of these munition ships. We know what they look like and the vast amounts of weaponry on board. So we have to have a naval blockade. And it's unpleasant. We have stopped now 9 flotillas from reaching Gaza. In this flotilla, there were 6 ships. We stopped 5 of the ships without any incident. It was only on the very large Turkish ship that was so large that we couldn't stop it by the technical means at our disposal. We had to board the ship. It was only on that ship, which was organized by an extremist Turkish group, that our naval commandos encountered any resistance, and it was far greater than anything we'd expected. So generally, the United States understands our predicament. They understand our need to balance in some way our desire not to inflict suffering on the Palestinians of Gaza, but also to protect our citizens from lethal rockets fired by Hamas in Gaza. So there you have it.
What about future flotillas, future attempted shipments? Will the same procedure be followed?
Well, I think the same procedure has worked very well in the past, which is, you know, we have technical means for diverting or intercepting smaller boats, and the same offer will be made. If you really care about the people of Gaza and want your aid to get to Gaza, just bring it through either in the Israeli port or the Egyptian port, and we will make sure that aid is passed on. Incidentally, even the aid from this problematic Turkish boat was passed on to the people of Gaza by Israel.
Has this not been a public relations nightmare for Israel?
It has not been a public relations picnic for Israel. But it's a tough choice we have to make. We have to make the choice between grappling with very complex public diplomacy issues or risking having our families come under rocket fire. And if you put it in those terms, it's not much of a choice now, is there? We have to do what we have to do. We try to do it better every time, and we are certainly, I can't stress this enough, certainly open to ideas from the Obama administration or from anybody else about ways in which we can reconcile these twin but often contradicting goals of providing for the civil population of Gaza, but protecting Israeli citizens.
Will you allow an international investigation of this?
No, we will not allow an international investigation of it. We're figuring out now the actual contours of our own investigation, and the Israeli government is reading about this. But all democracies in the world have both the right and the ability to investigate themselves. last week, the American forces in Afghanistan accidentally killed a large number of Afghani civilians. I think the United States would very much bristle at the suggestion that there be an international investigation of that incident. The United States would say, quite rightly, we are a democracy. We have an ability to investigate. We have the ability and the right to investigate ourselves. Israel is no exception. So we will have a very, very thorough investigation of the incident, as we investigate all military incidents. At the end of the day, we don't know whether there was a way that this could have been done better, the way that we could have anticipated that quite literally mercenaries on that boat would be on the deck and not, say, children. We don't know whether this, in fact, was the least dangerous, the least destructive way of diverting that boat from Gaza. But we also know that we had to divert the boat from Gaza, because if one boat gets through, then the boats carrying the arms will also get through, and 7 million Israelis will be placed in mortal danger. We can't do that.
But should another flotilla come through following the same scenario, what would the reaction be?
The reaction will be to stop it. We'll stop it. We will hopefully develop better means. But again, the blockade is not a matter of choice, Ira. The blockade is a matter of national survival. However,
the means to stop it might be still under consideration as far as changing it is concerned?
We are examining every possible possibility. We are every possible alternative. And we are open to suggestions. We're engaged in a dialogue with the Obama administration about this. And, my hope is that, we will have better means of stopping these ships, but also that host countries, whether Turkey or Ireland, will cooperate in efforts to prevent such attempts to break the blockade.
Final question. The relation with Turkey, is that just at a low ebb and that's the way it's going to stay, or are there efforts to try to repair it?
Well, there's definitely efforts underway to kind of prepare it. Our defense minister, Ehud Barak, has been talking to Turkish Foreign Minister Davutoğlu. There are contacts going on at many levels. But the fact of the matter is that Israel's policies have remained exactly the same. It's Turkey's policies that have changed, and Turkey's government has changed with a different now Islamic orientation, with close relations with Iran, with Hamas. Both of the Hamas and Iran are sworn to destroy the state of Israel. It's not easy for us. And the Turks have canceled our participation in joint military maneuvers that have been held for many years, and they canceled that participation well in advance of this unfortunate incident. So we are scrambling and trying to find an answer. Our policies have not changed. The Turks have. In that context of a unilateral change in our bilateral relationship, we're trying to ameliorate the situation.
Mr. Ambassador, thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure.